A cholera outbreak this week in northern Mali killed at least two people. The region of the country was taken over by rebel groups earlier this year. The already weak medical infrastructure in the area is getting worse, and it is difficult to ship in medical supplies. Germaine Mwehu is the Red Cross representative for Northwest Africa. He told Charles Collins the situation is dire.
Yes, of course. It was reported some cases of cholera in northern Mali, exactly near Gao town in a village called Wabaria, which is situated about 10 kilometers of Gao center. So the situation today, I can say it's under control. Till yesterday in the evening, it was reported 32 cases of cholera. The beginning was hard, but the local authorities, local sanitary authorities, have set up a cholera center in order to spread, to prevent the spread of the disease. So in general, I can say that today the situation is under control.
This was happening in the north of Mali, where, of course, there have been some security concerns. Is the health infrastructure in northern Mali, does it seem to be functioning as well as it did before the current crisis?
In general, no. Due to the conflict and security, infrastructures don't work normally, in general. But about Gao especially, there is no problem about access to F because Gao Hospital works with the support of RCRC. And I can say that those cases of cholera are not due to the insecurity in the area. It is reported that some people have drunk water from the river. This is why there are those cases of cholera in the area. It isn't due to the insecurity or conflict in the region.
As a final question, just sticking to this, you said in general it's a bit worse. Is it possible to get health supplies from outside the northern part of Mali, from Mali itself, from international agencies? Is it possible to get health supplies into the northern parts of Mali right now?
Not easy. Not easy, I can say. For the ICRC and all the humanitarian organizations, we have activities in northern Mali. We have small teams in Gao, Tombouctou, Kidal, so we can continue to provide assistance for the population. The organization, for example, Doctors Without Borders, they have also activities in Tombouctou. Another organization, ACF, Action Against Hunger, they have also activities in Gao. But there are little humanitarian organizations which have activities, continue to have activities in northern Mali, but due to the insecurity, the access, the security guarantee from armed groups, it is very easy to work in that part of Mali, but we try, we cope the situation.